Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In this episode, I want to talk about progressive overload and how you can use it in your life to achieve more of what you want. But before I do that, let me just remind you that you can get a free audiobook by heading to tinyleapsbook.com and signing up for a free trial. They have hundreds of thousands or millions or billions or who knows how many titles, but they've got basically everything. So head over there, tinyleapsbook.com, sign up for a free trial today. And while you're on the internet, head over to tiny.am/pilot and sign up for our new newsletter that is going live in the next like week or two. So tinyleapsbook.com, tiny.am/pilot. Now, with all of that said, let's get into the show because you are now watching Tiny Leaps. Big change, big change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, I want to talk about progressive overload. Now, what is progressive overload? Well, that's an interesting question. Progressive overload is basically, let's break down the term. So progressive, where we're continuously moving forward, right? And then overload, we are putting on too much. We're taking on too much. So we're progressively taking on too much. We're moving forward while taking on too much. If you break down the words, it actually makes a lot of sense what it is. Progressive overload is the practice of slowly but surely putting yourself into a place of overload so that you can grow. Now, I was first introduced to this idea in the 5x5 squat routine and workout routine that I currently do. You can find it on stronglifts.com. I've mentioned it on this show a couple of times, but that whole routine is based around progressive overload. So if you start your routine, your squats at 100 pounds. So Monday you go, you squat 100 pounds. Wednesday, when you go, you squat 105 pounds. Friday, when you go, you squat 110 pounds and you're progressively adding more weight. And the change in my body that I've seen from this very basic workout is insane. But when I think about it, like, it makes a lot of sense because if you're consistently moving up little by little, you're going to make a big change. Like, that is the whole point of this show. So it makes a lot of sense as to why progressive overload worked for me fitness wise. But it got me thinking, can this be used outside of the fitness world? Can this be used as a way to improve other areas of our lives? So I personally use it in the 5x5 routine. Probably 2 times a week at this point, I go to the gym. I go up 5 pounds over what I did in the prior day's workout. And I just slowly but surely make progress. As a result of that, my muscles are always being put under stress. And as a result of that consistent stress, they're forced to break down and rebuild. That is how growth happens in the body. And my argument is that that is how growth happens in your life. And that's why it really works. So next, I want to jump into, you know, how can we actually use it? What are some examples of how we can use progressive overload in other areas of our life? Well, it's fairly simple. So let's take a scenario. Let's say you want to write a book. You've always wanted to write a book. Your goal in life is to write a book. You don't care if it gets read. You just want to sit down and write it. Well, the progressive overload method of improvement is simple. On day one, you start with something easy. You start with, I'm going to write one sentence. And you create a very clear schedule of when you will work. So maybe that's daily. Maybe for your life, it's 3 times a week. Maybe 5 days a week, whatever the routine that you think you can stick to for a long period of time, that's what you create. With the strong lifts example, there is a physical reason that I do it 3 days a week, 2 days a week. Sometimes, honestly, I've been lazy 1 day a week. And that's because my body needs time to recover. And I think that that is true of your brain and your creativity as well. So I would recommend, let's say in this scenario, you want to write a book. You decide, okay, day one, I'm going to write one sentence and I'm going to do it 3 days a week. And that'll be sustainable. That'll be something that I can continuously do over and over again. I can carve out the time in my calendar. It won't pull away from family. It won't pull away from work. It won't pull away from all the other things in life that I need to do that have stopped me so far. Okay, so we've set the goal. We want to write a book. We've set the first starting point of that goal. And we've set the schedule. Now, first day, we write one sentence. Sit down, write one sentence. Great. Day two or day three on this schedule, you sit back down, you write two sentences. Day five or day four, this is getting really unnecessarily confusing. But you sit down, you write three sentences. And these are new sentences. So after those 3 days, you've written one. Then the second day, you wrote two. So you're at a total of three. And then the third day, you've written another three. So you're at six sentences in a week. More sentences than you've had your entire life towards this book. This thing you've wanted to work on for the entirety of your life. Do you see how over the course of a month, over the course of 2 months, over the course of a year, you can create massive changes just by following that very basic routine? And if you ever get to the point, because, you know, in this example, you're going to get to a point where in theory, you're supposed to sit down and write 500 sentences, but you don't ever have to actually get there. Because the other thing with this 5x5 routine is that when you get to the point where it gets too tough to keep moving, like you're going to plateau at some point. Your body can't go over a certain limit based on your size and your height and your activity and yada, 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 yada. Like your body is going to plateau at some point. And so it's not about progressive overload indefinitely, because that would be impossible. It's about progressive overload to make significant progress in a small amount of time. And then when you get to the point where you plateau, you maintain that level. And that's what hustle is. You maintain the level of hard work that is almost too hard to be able to complete. And that's how you hustle. That's how you make changes. So in this book scenario, you sat down on day one, you wrote a single sentence that's easy to buy into. The next time you wrote two sentences, easy to buy into. The next time you wrote three sentences, easy to buy into. After the 50th time, you've written an insane amount. Plus, you're sitting down to write 50 sentences. That's incredible. That is a lot of progress in a very small amount of time. Theoretically, it could be as short as 50 days. 50 days, you could go from having no book to basically a book written. Like that's nuts. But that is the power of progressive overload. So the reason I'm bringing this to you guys today, I just want it to be something you start thinking about as you're setting your goals, as you are building your life, as you are deciding what it is you want to do. Think about how you can start with the smallest, easiest, most attainable task and just progressively add on, progressively make it harder. Your body, your mind, you'll grow along with the difficulty of the task, but that difficulty is required. And that's why so many people don't make changes, even with an enormous amount of hard work, because unless you are putting yourself into a state of overload, unless you are putting yourself into a state where it is difficult, well, you plateau earlier than you should have. Like that's just how it works. You plateau earlier because you're no longer growing. So that's why this matters. And I want you to think about it the next time you're setting a goal, because it has done wonders for my fitness. I'm starting to apply it to other areas of my life. And so far, I'm seeing an enormous amount of success from it. So as a framework for goal setting, I hope that you apply it to your own life. Now, before we jump into the outro, I want to jump into a new section, something that I'm going to be doing on each episode going forward or trying to. I want to highlight another podcast that I think you guys should check out because I know you guys love audio. I know that you guys are podcast addicts, that you have a lot of commute time, you have a lot of workout time, you have a lot of XYZ time. And so I wanted to create this section to just help highlight some shows that I think are really good and that you should check out. And today's show is called Leaders in the Trenches. It's made by my friend Gene Hammett. He is such a phenomenal interviewer. So the basic idea is to deconstruct leadership, to figure out what does it take to be a leader when you are leading from the front. None of that, you know, you sit up in the corporate office and everybody else does the menial work. When you are leading from the front, what is required to build the team, to solve problems together, to inspire your coworkers, to just make the process easier and better for everybody. And he does an excellent job of deconstructing that. So I highly recommend after you're done with this episode, after you're done with the next 12 episodes of my show that you're about to listen to, head over to Leaders in the Trenches. Just do a search on your favorite podcasting app. Or go to the website, leadersinthetrenches.com, and just take a listen. I honestly think if you're into leadership, if you're into entrepreneurship, if you're into business, if you're trying to be more of a leader at work, whatever it is that you're trying to do, I honestly think you can get something out of it. I personally have in the episodes that I've listened to, and I've also sat down and spoken with him directly. He is such an intelligent guy, like an enormous amount of value to bring. So highly recommended. Go check out Leaders in the Trenches. And with all of that said, thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope you found this valuable. Just a quick reminder for the people listening on audio, we are doing these episodes in video now. So head over to my YouTube, youtube.com/Greg Clunas. Hit the subscribe button. Watch me on video. I look like a fool. Quick video reference. Shout out to the shirt I'm wearing. You guys can see it. So this shirt, it's Lifestyle Hurdles, a cousin of mine. Ridiculously talented athlete. He is currently training to become an Olympic level athlete. So he's working hard, like real hard. And I was talking to him the other day. I told him, listen, you may not make it or you might. Either way, you should document that process. So he took that advice. He's starting a vlog. He's starting to record things. And the amount of inspiration and motivation and just crazy habit stuff that you'll gain from checking that out is nuts. I don't think it's up yet, but I wanted to wear the shirt and just give him a little bit of love. Proud of you. I hope that everything goes well. And for those of you listening who have no idea what I'm talking about, head over to the YouTube and you will learn. youtube.com/Greg Clunas. Hit subscribe. Thank you for listening. Leave a review if you haven't already. And with that said, please remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.